Enter, rejoice, and come in. Open your heart to the song. Open your ears to the song. Today will be a joyful day.
Enter, rejoice, and come in. Open your hearts, everyone. Open your hearts, everyone. Today will be a joyful day. Enter, rejoice, and come in. Don't be afraid of some change. Don't be afraid of some change. Today will be a joyful day. Enter, rejoice, and come in.
Enter, rejoice.
Enter, rejoice, and come in. Enter, rejoice, and come in. Today will be a joyful day. Enter, rejoice, and come in.
Excellent. Please be seated. Now for something completely different. Because some of you are like, it is way too early for that much energy. So we're going to take some time to breathe in and breathe out. And so I just invite you to join me as you are ready. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Keep with that. Breathe in. Breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Keep doing that without me. And if some of you really like that, keep going. You can just keep singing that. Our second part goes like this. When I breathe in peace. When I breathe out love. When I breathe in peace. When I breathe out love. When I breathe in peace. When I breathe out love. Keep singing that without me. Really good for our sopranos, but I can't sing that high. When I breathe out love. When I breathe in peace. When I breathe out love. When I breathe in peace. When I breathe out. I'll breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I'll breathe out love. Breathe in.
Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Good morning. Welcome to the First Unitarian Church of Alton. My name is Rebecca Walters. I welcome you into this community of growth and transformation. Here we accept one another and provide opportunities and encouragement towards spiritual growth. Here we give you the space to change and wonder and explore. Here we encourage a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Here we may follow different paths and think differently from one another, and we support, listen, and bolster one another. We are Unitarian Universalists. I offer my welcome to you, and in particular to those who are first-time visitors. We invite you to fill out one of the visitor cards found in the back of your gray hymnal and place it in the offering plate or give it to an usher. We'll send you our church newsletter for the next 3 months to let you know about the programs and activities going on here at the church. We are glad you are here and hope to see you again on future Sundays. We do have a nursery for infants and young children under the age of 4 years old through those doors to the left in the first room past the foyer. At the front, we have a spirit chair, which includes activities for all ages. You're invited to go to the spirit chair at any time during the service to take an activity back to your seat. Children and youth are encouraged to attend religious education programs when we sing and bless our children and youth later in the service. We welcome everyone into this home of comfort, spirit, justice, and hope. I have an announcement from Robin Strenquist. Today we have a mini cleanup of the grounds from 12 to 1. Also, the Sacred Ground Group will have the spring cleanup event on Saturday, April 9th from 9 a.m. till 12 noon. We will be cleaning garden beds, removing weeds and invasive species, picking up sticks and twigs, pruning, edging sidewalks, and collecting trash. Please bring your favorite tools, paper bags, and gloves. Contact Robin Strenquist at 314-808-5666 for more information.
Good morning. My name is Reverend Sunshine Jeremiah Wolf. I am the interim minister here at the First Unitarian Church of Alton, and it is my pleasure to welcome you here today. Interim minister means that I'm here on a temporary contract, which concludes this year on July 31st. Because I'm an interim, I'm not allowed to be hired by this church, so I will be leaving at that time. And we do have a search committee who is currently running through our search process. If you're on the search committee, would you please stand up? Well, and Claudia's here, or no, Phil's here somewhere. Where's Phil? Phil's in the kitchen. So thank you, Mary, for standing up, and Phil. And my understanding is we should be hearing sometime in about a week and a half as to whether the person who I think is interested will be able to apply for the position. So keep your ears out for that. We have a very special announcement today. Phil Finley is proud to announce his commitment to Donna Harris. And their commitment ceremony will be April 23rd. 24th at 2:00 p.m. Yes. And they would like everybody to join them here at the church on the 24th for that commitment ceremony. Again, that's at 2:00. As you notice, we have started our new religious education schedule, and so we will have worship and sing our children on the way. Our next intergenerational service will be the 17th, so we will have times when children and youth are with us. And also note that if we don't have enough teachers or things for children and youth, they will be in with us in service anyway. So if you are interested in volunteering for the children and youth program, please contact Ed Navarra. Ed, raise your hand. Casey Combs-Luger and Joy Heft. There we go. All right, thank you. One final announcement, which is next Friday, we will have our Race and Film series. The movie is American History X. It is a rather intense film. It is not recommended for children under the age of 13 and very much with supervision for 13 to 17. So it's a powerful movie. I do encourage you to join us for that. And with that, we have a wonderful announcement from Ed Navarra.
Good morning. The stewardship committee, when they thought, who could talk about a bunch of boring numbers, their minds immediately fell to me. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
I'm not quite sure that's how that conversation went, but all right.
But immediately. this is about stewardship. One thing that I was asked to do was to reflect for a minute on what that means to me here. And when I arrive here each week, I look at the church building. I really look at this building made out of stones. And it reminds me of the people in Alton many, many years ago invested in the future. And the people who founded this church thought it was important that there be a home for religion here, for Unitarians here. And I get to be part of that future. It's a future that they couldn't imagine, but they believed in it. They couldn't predict how the arc of history would bend at a time of abolitionists and slavery, a civil war. But they believed that human growth and dignity were the right direction for it, so we're here. And today's issues are really different, but the First Unitarian Church of Alton is just as important then as it is now. Our social service to the Alton community, our spiritual service to those gathered here, are a continuation of that direction that they foresaw and invested in. The UU saves lives. So each year I ask myself, how can I help this church to transform the world this year? How is what I give to this church going to bend the arc of history? How can we shape things of worth and importance and shape the future? Oh, ushers, where are you?
What was that?
Our ushers are going to hand you some things now, some pencils and paper and things. As we move toward Abundant Sunday in 2 weeks from today, that's the 17th of April, please put it on your calendars. Each of us will be asked to thoughtfully consider our answers to the spiritual question, what percentage of my income fulfills my desire to make meaning and purpose in the world, to shape things of worth? So you're receiving a sheet of paper called the Grow One Step sheet, which is projected on the wall behind me. I need to be closer to that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's set for my height, not yours.
Things change. I'm going to wait for that paper to come around to you. We're almost finished with the period of paper rustling and shuffling. Oh, good. Everything's okay. All right. So the other ushers are handing out two things, a blue sheet of paper with this stair step diagram on it, and a card, which is an invitation to the Abundant Sunday luncheon on the 17th of April. Let's see. So if you could take a look at the stair step. It's a map of how people can and do give in this church. And so in the lower left corner, the number 14 suggests that 14 members of our church have not recorded contributions to the church in the last 12 months. So write that number in, if you would, in the first step on the ladder, or the stairway, I suppose. Okay. And the remaining numbers, to not go through them incrementally and save us all the torture of slide-by-slide presentation, are all there now. And please sketch in those numbers on your diagram so that you have a sense of how this community gives to the church. So some examples of what these things mean. In the first step, it's 1 cent to about $5 per week. Maybe that's a lunch per week, or it's your Netflix subscription for the month. The next step, in which we have five members, it's about $5 to $10. Maybe that's admission to a movie, although these days, lucky. Maybe it's the matinee. And the next step, in which we have 10 members, it's about $15. That's a box of diapers. These are real tangible things in our lives. And on we go up that stairway. This is what this past year has been in terms of donations to the church. So, please turn over that sheet and look at the chart on the back of it, which I believe I can do that. Cool. Now let your eyes wander down the left-hand side. That's a weekly income column, and try to guess about where you fall on that. Then move your eyes across to weekly giving levels on that chart, and then back up to the top to get a gauge of what percentage of your income that represents. And during the next 2 weeks, I'll encourage you to ponder the question, what part of my income fulfills my desire to shape worth in my life? So you've also received the small white card, the Abundant Sunday reservation card. It's our celebration luncheon on April 17th. It's a catered meal that we are inviting you to. We hope everyone will be able to be there. I'll give you a few minutes to complete the reservation card, and then the ushers will come by and collect them and pick them up. To be sure that no one is left out, because everyone in the church is invited, we will call people who have not received a luncheon reservation card to make sure that they have an opportunity. So could you please fill out those cards now?
In the rain, blinded, I'll show you a way back home. But don't you worry, 'cause I've been with you all along.
I ain't worried, 'cause I can feel it, 'cause I can feel it. Yeah, they said it's hard to really see it, and the reason why we living. Don't chase it with your eyes, can recognize it till it's given. The world in front of me became the molding of my vision. The pain that came to me is what I blame in my decisions. How can I find the courage when my heart is feeling missing? How do I find a time when I know that the clock is ticking? I'm a soldier for this love, it's guaranteed to be my mission. Wish I could find it easy like I see it in the children, hey. Looking back as I move forward, Sankofa. I want a love that explodes, call it a supernova. What it takes to reach the heavens, let me stand closer. Put the pieces all together, witness Jehovah. God is patient with a sunny plant, the seed and let it grow. When I love it unconditional, I learn to let it go. Open your arms, what I'm talking about. Without a doubt, I can feel the love reaching out.
Love reaches out. My love reaches out. Love reaches out.
My love reaches out. Can you feel it? Yeah. I'm never giving up, I'm keeping cool, I'm in control. My praise, I give it up, a higher power's in control. This light is guiding me, I'm armed with everything I know. This love is getting closer, I can feel it in my soul. Long as I am living, I still got the time to show. The patience that was given from the ones that let me grow. Forgive me for debating back and forth, to and fro. This love is reaching out, I'm giving it to you and yours. Walk with me in solidarity. My sanctuary eases my disparity. When I look into your eyes, I'm looking carefully. What do you know? There is me. No more questioning the things that I can never see. Touch, taste, smell, hear, no more mystery. Just the faith that's stronger than my pain and misery. I found it in myself, and it will forever be. The breath of love that gave me the breath of life. A breath of lost spirits, give it back and I energize. If I never take another, let my voice come and speak it out. And give you the feeling of love reaching out.
Love reaches out.
Yes, it does.
My love reaches out.
I can feel it, I can feel it, I can feel it. Hey,
love reaches out.
He bombs through patience and honesty. Trust, love, and just let it be. Feel the power of love between you and me. Between you and me. Between you and me. Feel the power of love between you and me. Love reaches
my love gonna reach out and warm your soul.
Hello, ushers. I'll ask the ushers to collect the luncheon reservation cards at this point. So, in closing, I suggest during the next 2 weeks prior to the April 17th luncheon, that you and your family think about how you want to shape meaning and purpose in the world through your church contribution. Maybe some evening, pause in this tumultuous world and ask yourselves, what percentage of my income fulfills my desire to make meaning and purpose in the world? And can I move up one step in my contribution to this church?
Today's opening words are from Maya Angelou. We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty.
I need some volunteers. It's time for our chalice lighting. Who wants to come up? Come on up. Help me with the chalice lighting. Need at least one adult. Oh, Ruth, are you doing it? All right, please join us as we do our chalice lighting. We light this chalice, symbol of Unitarian Universalism. May it remind us of the divine spark in all of creation, the power of love to heal what is broken, and to be grateful for life's blessings each day. And we needed a chalice lighter.
I've asked Emily to light the chalice for us today.
Thank you. I want everybody to offer their gratitude and presence to Rebecca. This is her first time being a worship associate. And as Emily comes forward, I also want to name that our Abundant Sunday guest speaker on the 17th will be Reverend Bill Sasso. He was here with UU Advocacy Network, and I do want to welcome Scott Ani, who is here from that today as well. I invite you to please rise as your spirits and bodies allow, and join in singing Where Do We Come From? How many folks know this hymn? We've done this a few times, yes, exactly. All right, so we'll sing each line through twice, and then we'll see if we can do parts, I don't know. Ready? One, two, three. Where do we come from?
What are we? Where are we going? Where do we come from? What are we? Where are we going? Where do we come from? What are we? Where are we going? Where do we come from? What are we? Where are we going? Where do we come from? Where do we come from? Where do we come from?
Mystery, mystery, life is a riddle and a mystery. Mystery, mystery, life is a riddle and a mystery.
Really soft.
Mystery, mystery, life is a riddle and a mystery. Mystery, mystery. Life is a riddle and a mystery.
A little bit louder.
Mystery.
Louder.
Mystery.
Louder.
Life is a riddle and a mystery.
As loud as you can.
Mystery. Mystery. Life is a riddle and a mystery. Where do we come from? Where are we going? Where?
Where do we come from?
What are we?
Where are we going?
Really loud.
Where do we come from?
What are we?
Where are we going?
Where do we come from?
I'm gonna stop singing.
Where are we going?
We maybe need a few more people on this one. There we go. Keep going. Don't stop.
Where do we come from?
What we're going to do mystery. You ready?
Where are we going? Where do we come from? What are we? Where are we going?
Mystery. Mystery. Life is a riddle and a mystery. 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 Life is a riddle and a mystery.
Mystery.
What are we? Where are we going? Where do we come from? What are we? Where are we going?
Really loud.
Where do we come from? Mystery. Are we going?
Everyone on mystery.
Mystery, mystery, life is a riddle and a mystery. Mystery, mystery, life is a riddle and a mystery.
Not even singing, just whispering.
Mystery, mystery, life is a riddle and a mystery.
Please be seated. Who'd like to help me with the Wonder Box today? Isabella, come on up. Do you know what's in it?
No.
Okay, good. It's not a bunny. For those who are new to the congregation, the first time we had the mystery box, it had a live bunny in it. That was my mistake, because after that, nothing else was cool again. The bar was high. So what do you think is in our mystery box today?
Something heavy.
Something heavy. I wonder. What do you think is in our mystery box today? Glitter. I hope not, because that, I think Mary would kill me. Huh?
Flowers.
A life's world.
Butterfly.
Caterpillar, who said that? D, nice. Would you like to open our box? What do you see?
There's a butterfly feeding.
Nope, look, it's inside. What is that?
That's a caterpillar.
That's right, it is a caterpillar. Can you grab the blue thing out of there too? Thank you, careful, it might burst open on you.
I've done that.
You've done that? How many people have done this? Let me know what this is. You don't have to say, just if you know. So, a caterpillar. If you want to come up and look at the caterpillar, you can come on up. It's okay. If you can't see it, it's a teeny tiny little guy there right on the side. It's really tiny. You want to go and show folks? Just be careful. Show folks. That is our caterpillar. It's really, it's one of 71 caterpillars, I believe. Juliet, is that right? 69. Well, you found the two others, so I thought that made 71, but maybe not. I want to especially thank Juliet and her family. I had asked them to accept the caterpillars on Saturday when I thought they'd arrive, and they showed up on Wednesday. So she got an extra few days with our caterpillars. So we have 70 caterpillars. What's our monthly theme? Transformation. What do caterpillars have to do with transformation? That's a great answer. Caterpillars are butterflies waiting to happen, right? That caterpillar, in a little under 30 days, is going to turn into a beautiful butterfly. And so over the course of this week, after that little caterpillar gets into its chrysalis, which should happen in the next few days, we're going to tape it inside this little cage. And at the end of the month, every person who shows up to worship will get to release a butterfly outside. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the life of our caterpillar that's coming up. We have 69 of them. Not all of them will get to be a butterfly. Some of them will be struggle so hard, because a caterpillar's life is they eat and eat and eat until they're big enough, and then they climb up the side, and then they have to hang upside down by their toes and then encase themselves in a cocoon. Now, how many of you like the idea of crawling up the side of something and hanging upside down by your toes? Of course, Isabella likes it. Yeah, a few of you are those adventuring types. For me, the idea kind of horrifies me. Upside down by my toes. But some of the caterpillars won't be able to get up the side to hang by their toes. And some of them won't be able to make a full chrysalis. And some of them won't be able to escape. The thing about transformation, that big word, transformation, just means changing from one thing to another. Right? Changing from one thing to another. And not everybody can do it. So one of the truths about transformation is we don't always change. How many of you have faced something in your life and you're like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be potty trained. I'm not going to give up my binky. I'm not going to leave my parents. I'm not going to do my homework. I'm not going to get straight A's because then I might fail. I'm not going to get F's because then I'm a failure. I'm not going to move to another part of the country. I'm not going to let go of my family. I'm not going to let my kids go away. There are all kinds of changes and transformations in our lives that we don't want to face because they're as scary as hanging by our toes. And they're as scary as closing ourselves up in a cocoon and coming out the other side completely different than when we started. this church has been in a time of transformation, right? You had to ask yourselves, who are we now that Kleber has left? Reverend Kleber was the minister before me. And he's never coming back. That is not an option for you. And you will never get another minister who's like him. The question you have to ask yourselves in this interim time is, how did he help us change so that when we hung by our toes this time, we turned into something completely different? What will this congregation become, knowing that it can't be what it was? It will never be the butterfly that it was before or the caterpillar it is now. Change happens. And so I invite you this week, everybody will get a caterpillar to check out. I'll have them out after service. You can go look at him, and at the end of the month, we'll all take the butterflies outside and release them into the world. These are painted butterflies, by the way, if you're wondering. All right? Any questions about our little caterpillar friends? Yeah? Not yet. If you want to give them names, you can. There are 69 of them. You can name yours. How's that? Yes. That you didn't know that not all of them made it? They die. Yeah. If you can't make the... Caterpillars cannot stay caterpillars. They have to change or they die. There isn't a choice there. They can't be one thing. They have to transform. Yes?
Why are they so small? I've seen caterpillars before.
Juliet, how small were they when they came to your house? They were about...
They were less than a quarter of an inch.
They were about a third of the size of that one. This one will be two or three times the size it is now before it turns into... a cocoon. So it's still growing. Okay? And you see the stuff on the bottom? That's its food. So when you see it, that's its food. So it'll be a lot bigger by the time it transforms. Any other questions about our caterpillar friends? At this time, I would like to invite our children and youth to go on to their classes, and we will join in singing our children's blessing, which hopefully will show up here soon. Some of you might remember this. Rejoice in love we know and share, in love and beauty everywhere. Rejoice in truth that makes us free, and in the good that yet shall be. Each week we take some time to be with the joys and sorrows, celebrations and struggles of this community in a ritual of joy and sorrow. As you enter our building each week, you are welcome to take stones from the bowl, or as you come forward, stones from the bowl here at our altar. And these stones, if you are more of a humanist mindset, help bring to mind, bring into your consciousness those joys and struggles in your life, bring into awareness. And for those of you who are more theistic, it is an opportunity to place within that stone the energy that you need to release or to lift up. The stones are then placed in our water bowl, which includes water collected at our annual water communion in September. I invite you now, if you have a joy, a sorrow, a celebration, or a struggle in your life, to come forward at this time and place a stone in the bowl in a ritual of joy and sorrow. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. Aye, 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 oh, 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 oh. Aye, 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 oh, 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 oh. Please join in. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. Aye, 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 oh, 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 oh. Aye, 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 oh, 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 oh. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. Earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return.
The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. Earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return.
We place a stone in the bowl for our friend Rocco, who died this week, who is a close friend of this congregation. We place a stone in the bowl for our caterpillars as they go through their transformation experience. We place a stone in the bowl for all of those experiencing violence from terrorism, from bombing, throughout our world, in Africa, Asia, Europe. We place a stone in the bowl for all of those who cannot be with us in community today, and for all of those joys and sorrows lying in the silent sanctuary of our hearts. I invite you to join me in a time of prayer, meditation, or contemplation. This is your own personal spiritual practice. I invite you to be here now in this moment. As the worries of your day or your week come to your mind, offer gratitude to them for reminding you and let them go away. I invite you to take notice of the feel of the air and the clothes on your skin, the pew or the chair beneath your body, the feel of the floor on your feet, to take notice of the sounds and to let the sounds in the room become a part of your silence. To notice what you smell. I invite you to take a slow, deep breath in and out. And when you breathe in again, breathe out, making a sound high-pitched and going low, and notice how it feels in your body. Breathing in and out. Ooh. Feel it go from your nose into your belly. Breathe in and out. Ooh. And one more time. In and out. As we are in this space now, we offer our gratitude for all here gathered, for the work of our hands and our hearts, our spirits and our lives. May we have loving minds and thoughtful hearts to engage in the world. May we be open to the emotions of our lives, knowing that they are guideposts along the way, not definers of who we are. May we show resilience in the face of oppression and violence and struggle. And may we know that we are not alone in those difficult places. For those in our congregation who are experiencing illness, for those who are experiencing the possibility of dying, or living with chronic pain, or uncertainty of what may happen, may they know that they are not alone. May they have support and strength in where they are. And may we not force them into a place of hopefulness when they are not ready, but be with them on their paths. For all of those experiencing the struggles of addiction, of difficult choices, of regret and pain, of all the trials that face our daily lives, may you know you are enough, that you are worthy even when you fail, when you struggle, perhaps especially then. May you know you are not alone and that we're with you on the journey. And may we be with joy and celebration, lifting up the birth of children, the laughter in our lives, the loving arms of those around us. May our love reach out to each other and help us say yes to life and to the world. May we live with the allergies and struggles that the spring brings and with its joy and pleasantness. For the world is not either or, it is both and. I invite you now into a time of silent meditation, prayer, or contemplation. And as we come back into this space, I invite you to take a slow, deep breath in and out. And now with that noise, in and out. And one more time, in and out. Blessed be. Amen. Please join me in our meditation hymn, Spirit of Life.
Spirit of Love.
Each week we take some time to collect from this community financial resources to support the work of this congregation. We give to this offering as we are able because we know that we are the church. We make the programs and opportunities happen. We are the ones we have been waiting for. You are encouraged to give generously to support this congregation in shaping a church of worth and meaning. This week's offering will be gratefully received. May it be lovingly given.
I got to tell you something important. You need to know. You're gonna be fine. Said the walls were there for protection. That used to be true. It's time to break through. Butterfly, you can try your bright wings. Let your color feels like it's all falling apart. What's happening? Unfurling. Where do you migrate? How do you get there? Wishing you sunlight, a little rain, not too much rain, and in the end your body may break, but your spirit's due, to surprise.
Join me in our offertory blessing. To the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love we call community, we dedicate ourselves, and these are offerings.
Today's reading is called The Journey by Mary Oliver. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried, but you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations. Though their melancholy was terrible, it was already late enough and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save.
Determined to do the only thing you could do, to save the only life you could save. How many of you have had those moments? The only thing you could do. It's a struggle for any minister to determine how much of our story we tell, because you don't want it to become about you. You want it to become about the experience of the people. And I thought about many of the transformations I've been through, and I thought, I think that the essence of them is something we can all relate to, right? So there's that moment when I realize I have to change, but I don't want to. Anybody know that experience? I don't want to change. You can't make me. It's like we don't stop being little kids, right? You can't make me change. I don't want to. And then there's like, but wouldn't it be kind of cool if I did? Yeah, but that's too scary. And I like where I am. It's nice and safe here. How many of you like safe? You know who you are. We all have our moments where safe is so much better than anything else, right? Just want to feel safe. But that grass looks kind of good over there. And wouldn't it be cool to have butterfly wings and to be able to fly and not just crawl around on leaves and in dirt? And then there comes a moment that challenges you so much you realize you don't have a choice anymore. How many of you had that moment? You don't have a choice. You just have to change. It's just going to happen. Might happen to you kicking and screaming. You know when that happens. Like, fine, I'll change, but I don't want to. Right? I think that might have happened a little bit when I changed joys and sorrows last year. Some folks went into that kicking and screaming. And others are like, yes, we're changing. Woohoo! And others are like, eh, that's all right. Whatever. We all have very different relationships to change in our lives. But we all have it. And oftentimes it's scary and painful. Some of us avoid change like the plague. Perhaps addiction. You know, well, I'll just drink this and everything will be fine. Self-medicating. Or, you know, turning yourself off, you just get into the gambling, and then that way you don't have to deal with the rest of the world. Or pretending it's not happening. I've seen this happen a lot in the hospital with cancer patients or others who are like, yeah, but I'll be fine. God will heal me. Or this magic cure will fix it. And ignoring the fact that cancer is going to happen whether they want it or not. And they may live, they may die. But whatever happens, they will be transformed by the experience. We cannot run from our lives. Change happens. And I apologize to anybody who considers this a cuss word, but change sucks. It just sucks. It can be really empowering, but most of the time, it's really uncomfortable and really uncertain. All right, Charles Darwin. Who knows who Charles Darwin is? What was his great contribution to us?
Origin of the Species.
And what was his theory?
Biological evolution.
Natural selection. And here's the thing about natural selection and survival. Who is most likely to survive? Not the strongest. That is often what we think. Say that again, Ron.
Adapt.
The ones that adjust, the ones who adapt, the ones who face change, whether they like it or not. Cockroaches, for as frustrating as they may be to me, as much as they creep me out, particularly in the South where they fly, which is just wrong, I just want to say, yes, they fly, and they're huge, they're big, they fly. But they survived the dinosaurs. Right? They survive things that, evolutionarily speaking, they are survivors, right? The ones who survive, the ones who grow as the world changes are the ones who can adapt to change. And the truth is, very little is stable in this world, right? Is there anything that's an absolute constant? Maybe atoms. We can't see those. We are in a constant state of flux. Darwin teaches us not just about the biology of the world, but about something that is true inherently in the way the world works, that change happens, and when we live into that change, we are open to possibility, to what comes next, to what is available to us. So, in this month, as we think about transformation, and I particularly think about last month when we were talking about brokenness and all the ways in which we can be broken, and truthfully, transformation is one response to brokenness, right? You are broken. How will you transform in the face of that brokenness? So as you go about the spring, and you watch seeds turn into flowers, remember, they broke to become flowers. When you see children born into the world, their mothers broke so that they could be in the world. Brokenness and transformation are tied together. As we watch our butterflies transform, they will break their chrysalis and discover something new. So may you be broken. May you adapt to the change that's going to come whether you like it or not. And may you know, ultimately, that you are enough to face it when it comes. You are a blessed, naturally changeable, sacred being that can face whatever may come. Blessed be. Our closing hymn today is Let It Be a Dance We Do. Oftentimes, living with transformation means dancing into it. In other words, going with it. Because if you stand rigid, let it be a dance we do. It doesn't work so much when you limber out. So I invite you to please rise as your spirits and bodies allow. And those of you who like to dance, dance. And let us sing Let It Be a Dance. One, two, three. Let it be a dance we do. May I have this dance with you. Through the good times and the bad times too. Let it be a dance. Let a dancing song be heard. Play the music, say the words, and fill the sky with sailing birds. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let a dancing song be heard. Play the music, say the words, and fill the sky with sailing birds. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Learn to follow, learn to lead. Feel the rhythm, feel the need. To reap the harvest, plant the seed. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance we do. May I have this dance with you. Through the good times and the bad times too. Let it be a dance. Everybody turn and spin. Let your body learn to bend. And like a willow in the wind. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. A child is born, the old must die. A time for joy, a time to cry. Take it as it passes by. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance we do. May I have this dance with you. through the good times and the bad times too. Let it be a dance. Morning star comes out at night. Without the dark, there is no light. If nothing's wrong, then nothing's right. Let it be a dance. Let the sun shine, let it rain. Share the laughter, hear the pain. And round we go again. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. Let it be a dance. I invite you to face across the chandelier towards your neighbors. That way. You guys have been looking at each other enough. All right, take a look around. Particularly look for somebody you may not know well. Give them a smile. This is your sacred community. These are the people who are blessed by your presence. These are the chrysalis, is that how it's said? Chrysalis of our lives. These are the butterflies waiting to become. May you know that you are enough to change. And through your hands, you may help others face the transformations that come for our world. As we face a difficult political climate, global climate, everything that comes before us, know that we are enough to face that change together. I offer you this. Please shout yes to one another. One, two, three, yes! Yes. And again,
yes!
And one last time,
yes!
May it be so. Our worship is ended. Let our service begin. Right. Yes. I like that.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. Royaume de solitude, ma place est là pour toujours. Der Wind erheut so wie der Sturm ganz tief in mir. Het wird mij te veel, hoop mijn best ook dit.别让他们进来看见，做好女孩就像你的从前。Dominaban kou, daar zat ik toch al niet mee.